Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
How are you feel? We saw you scrimmaging over that, and do you plan to play?
I feel better, I would say. I feel good. Hopefully, it could, the swelling, whatever, can continue to move in the right direction, so I can hopefully can play tomorrow.
Mullion Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. That's our guy, Casey Johnson, getting all the answers, as usual, talking to Io there, and KC joins us now on the Score Hotline. You can read his stuff, NBC Sports Chicago. He's their fine Bulls reporter, and there's so much to talk about. I was saying to David, KC, this is weird. They got a play-in game tonight, and I don't feel the juice. I normally am very fired up for moments like this with the Bulls, but for some reason, I just don't have the same level of excitement. My fault, I guess. Are you getting that from people?
Well, I mean, part of it might be that it's going to end after our bedtime, Mully. I mean,
that's true.
No. Yeah, I mean, it's been a pretty underwhelming season. You know, I will say this: they played a lot of dramatic games. But I think the fan base is more focused on big picture than actual. And this is generally speaking, this is not the entire fan base, but a big sentiment that I hear from is, you know, people focused on being stuck in the middle and the big picture. And so, you know, these exciting games and these strong performances in the clutch games and now this play-in game have left a lot, some segment of the fan base kind of just yawn, you know? But look, these play-in tournament games are great. I watched both the West games last night. I mean, there really is an NCAA tournament atmosphere to them. And I do believe, as usual, the United Center will be pretty rocking tonight. So,
what's your best educated guess as to whether Ayo Dosunmu or Andre Drummond play tonight? And which guy do you think is more important to beating the Hawks?
Well, the second question, both questions are hard. And I've actually, if the Derrick Rose season has taught me one thing, it's to not predict injuries because it's just impossible. So, I mean, just if you go off what happened this week, it doesn't look great for Drummond, but that doesn't mean he's not going to play. So that's why I don't like make predictions on that. I mean, just run through the facts, though. Bulls were off Monday, but had an individual work day. and he tried to do some things individually and then had swelling off that that kept him out of practice Tuesday. So that's just not trending well is the way I would say. With Io, it's trending a little bit the other way, but his injury is pretty significant. I mean, he's still not able to sprint at top speed with that deep thigh bruise. So they're both listed as questionable, which is 50-50 injury parlance. As for which one is more important, they really kind of both are. But if I had to pick one, I would say Io, just because of the way he's played against Atlanta this season and the way he's played against Trae Young historically, and his presence in the lineup against Trae Young would allow Alex to, you know, take some minutes on Trey, take some minutes on DeJounte Murray, take some minutes on Bogdanovich. I mean, Caruso, as we know, is just a madman and wants to guard whoever's got it going the most. But Drummond's played really, really well against the Hawks, and the Hawks are a very good offensive rebounding team. They do a lot of damage with second chance points. So not having both those guys, that would be a problem for the Bulls.
The Bulls, as we know, need to control the three-point shooting of Atlanta. Atlanta, and you just mentioned like three guys right there, they can knock down a three. It is frightening to think of the number of threes they'll launch, and it comes down to the percentage they hit when you start thinking about how this one's going to go.
100%. And they get up a lot, and they just constantly put you in pick and roll and make you scramble out the three-point shooters if they don't get something off the initial action. I mean, that's all they do. I mean, they just keep coming at you. They take shots early in the shot clock. Those create long rebounds, which is why they are fourth in the league in second chance points. I mean, it's you know exactly what is coming tonight from them offensively. Now, defensively, they're not a good team at all. So you got to hope not only does DeMar do his typical damage, and, you know, he's been to the line 30 times in these three games against Atlanta, and DeAndre Hunter is a good defender. So, you know, he's been able to exploit that matchup and still do his thing. But you need DeMar to score. You need Kobe to have a big game offensively. So, you know, to me, it's going to be more of a shootout type game. I mean, that's Atlanta's style and really their best chance to win because they're not a good defensive team. But yes, controlling the three-point line, which the Bulls have been poor at most of the season, you know, they're 30th in three-point makes and – no, they're 30th in three-point attempts allowed and 29th in makes. So that's going to be a big part of tonight's game for sure.
Casey, you've watched this Bulls team all regular season long. You've watched a lot of basketball over the years. Can you get a read on this team in any given night? Will you be able to tell in the first quarter or the first half whether or not this is going to be a game that the Bulls are going to be in position to win?
I mean, you'll have a little bit of a feel, but no, the answer absolutely is no. I mean, this team has blown big leads and they've come back from 20-point deficits. So, you know, they're a very resilient team. They never feel like they're out of the game. They've proven in clutch games how elite they can be. Which obviously also has some outlier stuff. I mean, the clutch minute stats are loud because, you know, guys can miss shots for another team and all that stuff. But to answer your question, absolutely not. I mean, I've had so many people that I know, either friends or people connected to the league, say, I'm not going to be surprised if the Bulls win by 15, and I'm not going to be surprised if the Bulls lose by 15. And that's where this team is at. I mean, we've seen it so many times, you know, the stirring victories over good opponents and then the home losses to the Detroit Pistons and shorthanded Washington Wizards. I mean, the evidence is there. So you've heard Billy Donovan talk all season about the lack of consistency, and that's where this team is at, and that's why this team is playing a 9-10 play-in game tonight.
And if they win it, they get the loser of the other game, and if they win that, then they get into a matchup with the Boston Celtics. So, it just feels like it's going to be difficult tonight, and it's a flip-a-coin game. Then it's going to be difficult again, and it's kind of, I think, the coin's already been flipped. And then if you get, I mean, someone steals your coin. If you get to Boston, you're just going to be broken. You're going to be heavier, kind of pants opened up.
falling around your ankles, you're wandering the streets, you got very little hope.
Well, that got dark in a hurry. That got dark in a hurry. Rajon Rondo just announced his retirement, so he's not there to save you against Boston. look, that's kind of the, getting back to the first question, that's kind of the fan base that a loud segment of the fan base sentiment is like, what are we doing here? It's like, even if the Bulls win the play-in, they're facing the Boston Celtics in round one, and what's that going to be, a four-game sweep, maybe a gentleman's sweep like the Bucks were 2 years ago? And that's what a large segment of the fan base is focused on, is the bigger picture and the end game and kind of the futility of it all. Because, yes, that Boston matchup is not a good one for any team. But you talk about three-point shooting. My goodness. I mean, if the Bulls were somehow to get in the first-round matchup with the Celtics, I mean – that's what they did in the three-game season series sweep, was just launch threes and make a lot of them, and Bulls had no answer for that. So, we'll ride it out where it goes, and then we'll go to the exit meetings, and then we'll start writing our offseason pieces. That's how we roll.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Casey, the drama surrounding Billy Donovan and the flirtation, or the Kentucky speculation, manufactured or not, kind of overshadowed last week, I think, DeMar DeRozan expressing a desire to stay in Chicago, to work something out. It seemed like that was his intention. It seemed like that's what he wants to happen in the offseason. Question is, do you agree that he's going to be very willing to try to work something out? And is that good, and is that the best thing for the long-term future of the Bulls?
So as far as the first question, it's Adam, it's 1,000%. I mean, he has said those sentiments before. My goal with that sit down that I had with him in Detroit after a shoot around was kind of for him to expand upon why. And he went into great detail as to why, really for the first time. I mean, he has said some of those things before, but not to this level, in my opinion, not to this degree. And, you know, he's very content here. He likes the city. He likes his teammates. He likes his coaches. He likes management. He likes ownership. I mean, he went down the list, but the biggest thing to me, and he said this to me when we sat down early in the season in Indianapolis too, when he was about to pass Larry Bird on the all-time scoring list. He has a ton of really close friends in the league who have, you know, ask for trades, or, I mean, Dame's the latest example. I mean, he's really tight with Dame, you know, tried to form a super team. That's not how DeMar DeRozan is wired. When he is signed to a team or drafted by a team, in the Raptors case, And even when he was traded on, against, you know, his wishes, or, you know, he didn't sign up for that one. He committed to San Antonio. When he does that, he's in, man. He's old school. He's loyal. And his point, biggest point to me was like, I don't like jumping ship on things. So this is not great right now. And the way I'm wired is I want to try to fix this. And that's not just smoke. I mean, that's who he is. Now, yes, the Bulls can pay him more than any other team. So there's an undercurrent to those comments of that. And he is just content and happy here. And look, he's got a great situation. But the biggest thing to me was kind of the old school loyalty that's shown through that interview. You know, as for is it the right thing for the Bulls to do? I mean, he keeps your floor pretty high, because that dude has saved a lot of people's butts over the last 3 years. He's a very elite scorer and player, and he's a great representative for your franchise, great character guy, great leader. The young players love him. But, you know, there's a certain segment of that loud fan segment of the fan base that thinks the Bulls should just blow it all up. So I personally think he will be back, and I don't think it's an awful move. I mean, obviously it depends partly on the price tag. But yeah, he certainly raises your floor if he's back.
We'll let you go, Casey. I'm just curious. You start 4-15 on the season. We know what the disaster that was. They battled back. If they get in the playoffs, is that a success? If they win tonight, is that a success? Match last year's accomplishment? Do they have to get in? Do they have to win? And I don't want to say a series, because that'd be dumb. A playoff game? I mean, what constitutes success?
To me, what would have constituted success is a top six seed and automatic playoff berth, because that's kind of, you know, what we heard as the goal is to be a playoff team. And the only way you're a playoff team, I mean, to me, is if you're, I mean, the seventh and eighth seeds, yes, they're playoff teams, but to me, top six, you just lock it in. That's kind of the improvement that they were looking for. I mean, they're gonna say it's a success because of the amount of injuries they had to overcome, and also overcoming that 5-14 start. I've actually enjoyed Billy Donovan's take on that 5-14 start, because he's like, you can't. I mean, yes, you should give us credit for overcoming it, but you can't give us credit too much, because we started 5-14.
Thank you, thank you, yeah. Billy Donovan.
He's right.
So he's the one who gets it.
Great, Casey. Yep. Thank you, buddy. We'll be watching.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Casey.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
See you, buddy.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.